The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Nerds, and I do mean nerds. I'm losing my voice a little bit today. The reason I mean nerds is because it is May 4th, and so I will say it. Oh, I'll say it. May the 4th be with you. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80 and wherever you get your podcasts, not just ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. By the way, I said this on Instagram, on my story on Instagram today. I don't care if you hate watch me. I don't care if you stream me and don't watch or don't listen. I just want credit. Come rich beyond your wildest imagination. You can call it 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I can't, not only could I not say my own name, Kellerman, I was like, Kellerman, but I also can't say 888 anymore. I'm like lazy, 888. I can't say 3-8s in a row. Who could do it? Keep listening to find out who's on my Star Wars Mount Rushmore. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Terry Bradshaw blasted Aaron Rodgers for wanting out of Green Bay. Listen to what he said. Quote, with him being upset, that shows me just how weak he is, Bradshaw said on WFAN radio. Who the hell cares who you draft? He's a three-time MVP in a league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year in the first round? Terry Bradshaw, of course, won four Super Bowls in the 1970s. Steelers were my original favorite team. Back in the day, in the 70s, if you were a kid, whether a kid or adult, and you rooted for an out-of-market team, there were two choices. You would either root for the Cowboys or the Steelers. If you were a real human being and a football fan, and you were raised right, you rooted for the Steelers. And if you didn't have a soul, you rooted for the Cowboys. I rooted for the Steelers. In spite of that. Now, Terry Bradshaw won four Super Bowls. They drafted Mark Malone in the first round in 1980. It's 3 years before Terry Bradshaw retired, although after he stopped winning Super Bowls. And he was quick to point out, he got four rings, Rodgers got one. Quote, I had them coming at me from all angles, Bradshaw said. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. They didn't scare me a bit, so I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay. Rodgers apparently, reportedly, would consider returning if general manager Brian Gutekunst, who rose through the Packers organization after beginning as a scout, is fired. That according to Yahoo Sports. Are you kidding me? Bradshaw went on to say. Really? Aaron? That's where this is? Now, let me say something about Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw had a rocket for an arm, and he was a four-time Super Bowl winner. But, you know, a Terry Bradshaw season back then might be 17 touchdowns and 19 interceptions. Like in a good year for him. Does that mean he's no good? Does that mean the 20th best quarterback today is much better than Terry Bradshaw? Of course not. Of course not. You can't judge Terry Bradshaw by the standards of today because the game has changed. The game has changed. That's between the lines. But outside the lines, the game changed too. The quarterback position has gotten so much more important. And the quarterback now has so much more responsibility in the offense that the very best quarterbacks in the world, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, have power as though they are NBA superstars. Terry Bradshaw didn't have that. I'll bet you if he had it, he'd have liked it, but he didn't have it. So it's been so drilled into his head, stay in line, know your place. Terry Bradshaw's thinking, if I had to know my place, everyone has to know their place too. I think if Terry Bradshaw was around today, he'd be calling a lot more shots than he did back in the day. Now, Terry Bradshaw's arm was legend. Now, that said, there's the whole issue of Aaron Rodgers wanting people fired on the team, you know, GM, whatever. How is that really different than Tom Brady when Bill Belichick made plans for his successor, Jimmy Garoppolo, knowing he couldn't get Bill Belichick removed, the greatest coach of all time, and a great GM too? How is that different than Tom Brady doing an end-around coach, going to the owner, Robert Kraft, as was reported, and getting Robert Kraft to get Bill Belichick to deal Jimmy Garoppolo? Right? dealt him out of town. It is a little different because Garoppolo doesn't lose his job. He just loses his job with the Patriots, gets the same job with the Niners, and actually got more money. It is a little different, but when Gutekunst is getting ready to trade you eventually or let you go, which otherwise, why do you move up in the first round to draft a quarterback? Then that's his job. I realize it's Gutekunst's job, but as a human being, Rodgers is like, oh, you want to get rid of me? Okay, check this out. Now, a lot of that comes with communication. If the franchise player comes in and says, hey, I want to give you some input, and you're like, yeah, shut up, get out, he's going to catch some feelings. Of course, that's the way it is. But this idea from Terry Bradshaw that Rodgers looks weak, I would never judge Terry Bradshaw by the standards of today because the game has changed. It would be insulting to him because he's so much greater in his day than almost all the quarterbacks today. There are only a handful that could compare to him. And I would not judge Aaron Rodgers off the field of play by the standards of Bradshaw's day, which is what he's doing. Now, is Aaron Rodgers scared? Does he look weak? He does not look weak. He looks like his feelings are hurt. Well, that makes you weak. No, getting your feelings hurt doesn't make you weak. Especially now if you're going to do something about it. And you know, the professional can become personal quick. Oh, it's just business. Well, for you, it's business. For me, this is my life. My legacy, my career. Making me look bad. In terms of him being, what is it? You think that Aaron Rodgers is scared of competition in practice? I know Terry Bradshaw's not insinuating that. You think Aaron freaking Rodgers is afraid that Jordan Love will make him look bad? Let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers is operating on a level where in the history of football, the only dude he'd even have to worry about even a little bit beating him out for a job is Patrick Mahomes. No one else would beat out Aaron Rodgers, the history of football. If you watch him in the preseason, the whole thing, you're trying to judge who you want to start the season, Mahomes, maybe. Like, I think Mahomes, by a little, no one else ever, and certainly not Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers ain't sweating no Jordan Love. He's upset that his team traded up in the first round when they were knocking on the door. They were in the NFC Championship game, traded up in the first round to draft his eventual replacement. Now the Packers have the nerve to say, well, we want to talk extension with him. He don't want to talk to us. Well, how long's the extension, guys? He's 37. Brady's 43, right? So you would think you would get at least, let's say, a four-year extension, taking him to 41. 4 years at $40 million a year, guaranteed. That's $160 million. You offering him $160 guaranteed? I bet you're not. I bet you're offering 2 or 3 years with a much lower guarantee. That's on you guys. That's on the Packers. Terry Bradshaw says, Aaron Rodgers is weak, quote, him being upset shows me how weak he is. Let him gripe? Nah. And let me tell you something else. Terry Bradshaw, ultimate respect for him as a player. But that comment is just, it's wrongheaded. Let me tell you something else. Aaron Rodgers gives the orders to the Packers. The Packers just don't realize this yet. I tried to tell you this about Houston, the Houston Rockets with James Harden. James Harden was the boss, and the Rockets took their orders from James Harden. LeBron James is the boss. Whatever team he's on takes their orders from LeBron and execute his orders the way he wants you to do it, or he won't play for you. That's the same thing goes for Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, all the athletes who mean the most to their teams are calling the shots if they have the will to do it. Rodgers seems like he's got the will to do it, and the Packers will follow their orders to the T. He will be traded to where he wants to go. They just haven't come to grips with it yet. And guys like Terry Bradshaw, I had to stay in my place. He should have to stay in his place. Aaron Rodgers' place is as the boss. And Terry Bradshaw would have been a boss if he was playing today. That was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. CP the franchise, NBA analyst, and Knicks fan TV. There he is. 12 out of 13, CP. 12 out of 13. I think if you can win 12 out of 13, then you should win 2 playoff series, right?
Whoa. Let's take a step back here, Max. First and foremost, I have to applaud you. You did something very courageous yesterday on Cold Take. You got out in front of America and apologized to Julius Randle. I felt like I had a hand in this, Max, because this has been a 12-step program for you since you sold out on Knicks Nation. Where you're trying to come back into the fold little by little.
No,
I understand
I'm not
that.
Trying to come into any fold.
I understand that.
No, I'm not trying to come. I make the folds, first of all. I was once the voice of the consciousness of the Knicks. Now it's the Lakers, and I happen to be a jinx. That is true. But CP, yeah. I'm giving credit where credit's due. It is undeniable. If you win 12 out of 13 games, you are playing very good basketball. And Julius Randle is he ain't really an MVP consideration. In other words, no one's gonna vote for him number one MVP. But he's top five. He's playing at he's playing like a five-star player. I gotta give it up. CP, as John Maynard Keynes said, or Samuelson, the Nobel Prize winner, but Keynes is usually credited. When the facts change, so does my opinion. What about you, sir? I'm not going to front. He's balling.
Julius is balling, Max. When you talk about 13 times you scored 30 or more, Julius Randle is playing at an MVP caliber level. Yeah. As I said on previous shows, averaging 20, 10, and 5, which over 40% shooting from three. Only three players have done this in NBA history. That's Larry Bird, Nikola Jokic, and Julius Randle. It's headed that way. Mm-hmm. Forget the scoring statistics. How about the passing? Tom Thibodeau has emphasized the corner three to execute on offense. Julius Randle is leading the league with over 80. Okay? He's ranked 10th in the league in points created off of assists, 14th in the league in total assists as well. So he's being a playmaker. He's making his team better. This is the Julius Randle that we wanted here when we got rid of Porzingis and we're scrambling for options. Julius has been that guy, and we have never looked back. But make no mistake, Max, as I told you on the show several times, Derrick Rose is the X factor. Julius has been the guy. He's been the MVP of this team. Derrick Rose is going to be the reason why
he has. And by the way, when Derrick Rose is out,
and going to win his playoff
series. When Derrick Rose is out, they're not the same team. Derrick Rose has been playing excellent. Yeah. Listen, you care a lot about the Knicks. In New York, people care about the Knicks. The rest of the country doesn't care. So let's talk about teams the rest of the country cares about, starting with the Los Angeles. And by the way, now the Knicks should, if they're going to play the Hawks, they should win their first round series. Let's see them win a second round series, because I spent my whole life, basically, when the Knicks were a powerhouse, getting bounced in the second round. You know, second round treadmill, that's where the also-rans are. Then that became a thing like, oh, if only the Knicks could get bounced in the second round every year. And now here you are back there. Congratulations. Now, let's talk about the Lakers because people are interested in that team. Sure. CP, they were spiraling. And then no LeBron, no Schroeder playing Denver. Denver's not playing the second of back-to-back. Yeah. Denver's been playing really well since Murray went down. Like, Jokic is a monster. And you know what I saw, CP? I want you to react to this. Last year, Denver gets by the Clippers. And they had Jokic and Murray, right? And they get to their series with the Lakers and get bounced in five because Jokic was really no match for AD. Like, AD, both ways, was just getting it. I saw that again last night. I saw the defensive guy, AD, step up, who could also score. And my God, the Lakers won a game they kind of really needed to win against a really good team without either playmaker in their backcourt.
Yeah. This is the Anthony Davis that you saw last year in the bubble in the Western Conference Finals and in the finals, a guy that can get it done for you on both ends of the court. I told you this a couple weeks back when you asked if LeBron James is still the best player in the league. I said, with this Laker team, he doesn't necessarily have to be, because Anthony Davis is going to be critical to them repeating. And AD was certainly on the money last night. The Laker team held the Nuggets to 89 points. Even though the Lakers have been spiraling, they still have the number one ranked defense in the league. Defense wins rings, defense wins games, and that's what's going to carry them. Not only AD, but Alex Caruso is a pivotal player for their defense, and he just got back last night, got into the starting lineup, and helped them seal the victory.
Wait a minute. I know that you've never gotten out of New York, but did you just say axed? Did you do it with the K in front of the S? I didn't know you were an axed guy. I never heard you say axed before.
Axed? I said axed?
I thought you did. Maybe I'm mistaken. I said CP, the franchise? CP with aspirations to one day sit in the very seat I'm sitting right now? CP, you have to broaden your horizons. You have national talent. What are you doing in your mom's basement talking about the Knicks?
Listen, this is my palace. I'm in the CP, the franchise's palace. This is a New York Knicks house, but it's also a Laker house. To be honest with you, my wife is a Laker fan, so mm-hmm. I am tapped in.
And you and your wife are living house. In your mom's basement still? That's weird. No? What's for lunch? Is grilled cheese? Weird. You got grilled cheese for lunch with a little Lunchables or something? What she got going today?
Nah, I did a little Thai food today. Did a little takeout. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had a lot to do. But make no mistake, Max. Yes, we are the number one show for the fans by the fans when it comes to covering Knicks. But CP, the franchise, is also an NBA analyst. So let's go.
I'll tell you this. If I was still a Knicks fan and they just won 12 out of 13, I'd definitely be tuning in to hear to see CP, you know, lie to me about the Knicks on Knicks Fan TV. And no, we have other topics to do. I need to talk to you about LeBron
All right, come
James.
On. Let's go.
Let's talk about LeBron James. He said, CP, I was shocked about this. Forget about the play-in for a second. Whoever should get fired, that tells me he's under pressure and that the play-in's actually good for the league, right? Like, you can't rest. Mm-hmm. LeBron, it's not getting any hype. LeBron said, I know he said something like this before in the past, but CP, if I get back to 100%, and then yesterday I misquoted him. I was like, he's like, I don't know if I will. He said he doubts he's ever going to be 100%. Why is this going under the radar? LeBron, is he still the best player in basketball, CP?
He's certainly one of them. Right now, I got to give that distinction to Kevin Durant, unfortunately. But LeBron is certainly at the top of the game. Listen, he's got to stop complaining. Just last year, he was in favor of the playing game. Now he's whining about it. The Lakers are sitting in fifth, half game up on Dallas, and a game up on Portland. Handle your business, and you won't even have to be in the play-in game. But make no mistake, Max, when they come across that juggernaut New York Knicks on May 11th, in Staples Center, they better bring their A game because Julius, RJ, and Derrick Rose are coming to take heads off. So LeBron better be ready. But make no mistake, like I said, with the Lakers, defense is going to be their calling card. They need LeBron and Schroeder back healthy. They have to figure out the big man rotation. As you heard,
Gasol
a lot of
looked pretty
bites,
good, CP. I got to tell you this. Gasol was looking bad, especially defensively in space. And it was like, maybe he's the third. Maybe Harrell's better at center. Then they get Drummond. Okay, Drummond can carry the offensive load. But when Gasol got into the game last night, his basketball feel was obvious. His passing ability, like his ability to defend a bigger kind of guy was obvious. And maybe he's best in their lineup right now.
If you listen to the sound bites from Taylor Horton Tucker, you listen to Kuzma. They want Gasol in that lineup more so than even Andre Drummond. Why? Because he gives him more spacing. He gives him room to operate. He lets AD be AD and give the guards more room to drive to the lane. So, as I said, it's going to be very interesting to see how they rotate their big man in and out. Drummond, Gasol, how do they keep Montrezl Harrell happy, you know, the reigning sixth man of the year. That's going to be the big thing in how those guys build chemistry with Anthony Davis as well. But I think the Lakers will be fine. Just play their games. They should be good. Avoid the playing game, but watch out for the New York Knicks on May 11th.
Oh, my God. This is, talking to a Knicks fan, it's like a comedy sketch. Doesn't matter what it is.
12 out of 13, Max. You got to respect it. Not only that, I talk about the defense.
You talk about the COVID vaccine.
The number one ranked offense.
Hey, it's great the way the country is getting vaccinated, right, CP? Yeah, it is great. And how about those Knicks?
The country has to wake up.
Nice weather, right, CP? Well, it's sunny today, but how about those Knicks? Listen.
I'm CP glad you're waking up. The 12-step program
show, ESPN
is working
Radio,
for you.
2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, wherever you get your podcast, Sirius XM Channel 80. CP, I have Raj's internet went down. Now it's back, and he forgets to mute himself right away. Raj, do you want to be
karma,
on TV?
That's karma.
There he is. Raj, there's Raj. Hey, Raj, say hi on TV.
The diabolical producer, Raj Groves. That's karma. You know that. All these times you guys have been sabotaging my audio, dodging
point.
The Knicks smoke.
He
now
makes
it comes
he makes
back
a good point,
haunt.
Raj. You've sabotaged him a lot of times, and now is payback.
Yeah.
So, CP, I want to talk about the Phoenix Suns because they deserve to be talked about. We were arguing this. We were debating it on First Take today. Much like Julius Randle, it's not that I don't think CP3 is a top five MVP candidate. But on the MVP list, that's different than saying an MVP candidate. I don't think it's possible that you can vote for Julius Randle or Chris Paul as the MVP, given what Jokic has done this year. Until recently what Dame was doing, but he's fallen off a little because he's exhausted. He was carrying the load the whole time. But the Suns, CP, they were 8-0 in the bubble. They have a terrific team. They have the best record in the West now. Best record in the NBA when you count the bubble regular season by quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Do they have a chance to win the chip this year?
No, I don't think they have a chance. But remember last week, you laughed at me when I put them second in the West.
I didn't laugh.
I put them third above the Clippers. And right after that, they beat the Jazz and they beat the Clippers that same week. They deserve respect. I don't think Chris Paul is going to win the MVP, but he certainly deserves that respect. Yes, the Suns finished the bubble hot, Max, but there's no way they're getting to the number two and creeping in on number one in the West without Chris Paul.
I agree. He's a
team changer. Yeah, he's a team changer. So when it comes to the MVP race, yes, you have to factor in the numbers, and that definitely belongs to Nikola Jokic, 26-11-8. They're 12-5 without Jamal Murray, keeping the Nuggets treading water, and third in the West, at West. Jokic deserves it, but CP3 definitely deserves his accolades. That Suns team is clicking. Their offense is dynamic. Their defense can get it done for you. It's not enough to win a championship, but they certainly deserve a lot of credit.
Scott,
Monty Williams, coach of the year.
I want to get one in real quick. Scott Brooks said that Russell Westbrook's second on the all-time point guard list. And Westbrook's my favorite player. I love the way he like all out all the time. But he's not the second best point guard in the league right now. How is he the second best point guard of all time? The averaging a triple double over four seasons is amazing. It's amazing. You know, like, but it's kind of like hitting for the cycle in baseball. You know, it shows a lot. You're getting on base a lot, so you're high batting average, on base percentage type guy, maybe quick bat. You hit for power, home run. You hit a triple, it means you probably have some speed. But so it indicates good stuff, and it's a great game to have. But it's not as good as two home runs, a double, and a single, even though that's not quote-unquote a cycle. Like, Russell Westbrook going for 25, 10, and 10 ain't Harden going for 36, 11, and 8. You know, it's just, but so I want to give him props for doing something that's never been close to been done, to being done. But at the same time, not overstate it. Where do you have Russell Westbrook right now in the league? And then we got to get out of here.
You're right, in the league. I mean, if you're going to put Harden in that point guard list, I'll put Harden above him. How about Steph Curry? Who's having an MVP caliber season?
That's two guys.
You got to put Steph Curry above there. You know, Steph Curry has three championship rings. Where do you factor in winning in this? Even though Westbrook's career winning percentage is up there, there's still other guys that I factor in ahead of him. I put Chris Paul up there with him.
What
I
if you
put
can
put Jason Kidd up there with him?
Let's keep it right now. Luka and LeBron are basically, you can call them guards or forwards, but they're running the offense. Luka and LeBron. Yeah. If Harden counts, why don't they?
Yeah.
Right. CP, the franchise. I'm very happy for you. This is, as I say, like a Knicks fan's bar mitzvah. 12 out of 13 games they've won. They have a chance to get to the second round
NBA.
Of the playoffs. They'll never be this high again. This is the highlight of their lives, watching the Knicks.
I'll say this one last thing. Yeah. As I said, you sounded very contrite yesterday in your apologies to Julius Randle.
Well, he deserved it.
I went back to the fan base on Knicks Fan TV's Instagram and asked if you can be
invited
back
again.
To the cookout.
No, you did it again.
I've never heard you do asked.
That's right. See, I've never heard you do an
asked
before. Yes. No, you're getting all New York on it. That's why. You're like, yo, I went back to the fan base and asked. See, the Knicks win 12 out of 13 and CP is giving me an asked. I hear you. Yeah, but you know what? That's right. I lived in LA for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you sold out. But anyway, I asked them if they invited you back into the cookout. Yeah. You're still not there yet, but you're working on it. The 12-step program is working. Knicks Therapy, hosted by CP the Franchise. Tune in next Tuesday on ESPN+.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you very much,
Max. We'll talk
Young.
Next week. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. CP the Franchise on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. Up next, find out why LeBron is worried about something more than the playing game. You hear my computer career ads, by the way, and think, I don't know anything about computers. You don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off, and that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it, too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Puzzle from downtown. Davis, miraculously, with a closeout that never seemed to end.
Big time win for us, man. I mean, we've been in a funk. You know, we stay together. Missing two key guys, DS and Bron. You know, the next man up mentality, and we're able to get this win for a team who's been playing red hot.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Wherever you get your podcasts, who's on your Mount Rushmore of Star Wars characters? It is May 4th, and I read today that Margaret Thatcher in 1979, because the Force is a big deal, there was some connection to someone saying, or she's saying, the Prime Minister of England, May the 4th be with you. But maybe that's, it felt like an April Fool's joke, but seemed like a credible news source I got. I don't remember where. Yeah, well, yeah, we get it. There are shots. There are Star Wars shots. We don't need four of them. You put four of them for each one on the Mount Rushmore? Nerds! 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Nice win for the Lakers, but LeBron's comments still have people concerned. Listen to Bill Plaschke. I used to mute Bill Plaschke on Around the Horn a million years ago. ATH panelist, listen to Bill Plaschke on LeBron.
No, LeBron is right, and he was right last year about the pandemic. It's a different situation now. You don't need the season should be able to determine the top eight seeds. You don't need all these extra games. But the fact that he would even bring this up tells you how worried he is about the Lakers and how worried he should be about the Lakers. It's not that they're worried about losing the play-in game. It's that they're worried about losing the practice time they would get if they weren't in the play-in game. And this team needs practice. They're 1-6 since AD came back. They're 0-2 since LeBron came back. They can't figure out the defense. Kyle Kuzma says they're not connected, and they're not connected, and they need time. And they'll be fine if they get this practice time on the court together. But a play-in game is going to mess that up. And so I don't blame LeBron for being upset. And he's worried. They ought to be worried.
Well, I mean, I agree with Plaschke's analysis there. And I'm a Lakers fan, but let me just say, wah. You know, like, all right, so you may lose some practice time. You know what? Get your game up. Don't be in a seven seed. Like, that's the point. Well, we had injuries, right. The point is the regular season is now more interesting because of the play-in tournament or mini-tournament. It's more interesting. That's a good. LeBron's under pressure. You got the best player in the game under pressure in the regular season. That's good for the game. It's good for the league. I mean, you know, they're 10 back, the Lakers, up on ESPN Plus right now. They're a half game ahead of the Mavericks, who are 10.5 back. They're only a game out of, you know, ahead of the Blazers. Well, they could easily wind up in the play-in tournament. So you know what that means? Oh, and LeBron's out. And then AD wasn't playing well. Now Schroeder's out. You know what that means? It puts pressure on the team to perform right now. So instead of 10 meaningless regular season games at the end of the season where the Lakers just get to rest everyone they want, ho-hum, now it's like LeBron is thinking, okay, I got to push myself a little. AD had a great game last night but needed one. Losing Schroeder for a week to 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks, suddenly that's not like, well, it's all right, we'll be all right. No, you might not be. That makes it more dramatic. It lends intrigue. It generates fan interest in the regular season, and it makes the playoffs more competitive because it injects some randomness into it because of the small sample size of games the Lakers could be playing. Again, I'm rooting for the Lakers. But if LeBron's under pressure because of this rule, it shows you it's a good rule. Robert in Virginia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, what is the where would you put Derrick Rose as far as the sixth man of the year role award?
Would
you
put that's a really good. Yeah, I would. I absolutely would. When Derrick Rose has been healthy, the Knicks have been a different team. When he's played, they're just simply a different team. And Derrick Rose, at the age of 22, won the MVP and was the most, you know, like Russell Westbrook is. Stephen A. calls him the greatest athlete to ever play the point guard position. He's so fast up and down the floor, and he can do all these things. You know, there's some guys, for example, the Giants drafted Kadarius Toney, the wideout, and his 40 time doesn't say he's the fastest guy. But when your eyes are on him somehow, like in real time, he's the fastest guy. You know, there's like a custom motto used to say, Mike Tyson's old trainer, you'd be sudden. You know, there's something about those fast, twitchy start, stop, change direction, plus speed, you know, measurable speed in games as opposed to just like in a 40. Derrick Rose at his best was like on a short list of the fastest players I've ever seen. Maybe he was the fastest, actually, I've ever seen. So some shell of himself, a reduced version of himself, when he's on the floor now with all this experience playing for his old coach, still really, really good. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. All right. May the 4th be with you. I'm going to give you my Mount Rushmore of Star Wars characters coming up. The Max Kellerman Show. I mean, listen, You can't keep the order of the movies because, you know, it's going to be Empire Strikes Back and then Star Wars and then Jedi and then however you want to put the rest. Let's do characters. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Join host Nate. English was my first language. I keep having to point out to myself, maybe. Join host Nate Burleson and guests Justin Fields, Najee Harris, and Jamar Chase. Boy, they got some stars doing this. In the new Progressive YouTube series, Up All Night, watch every episode exclusively on YouTube.com/Progressive. Mount Rushmore of Star Wars characters next. Max Kellerman Show.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and wherever you get your podcasts, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Okay, you know what? Before I give my Star Wars character, Mount Rushmore, May 4th, May 4th be with you. I can't take that shot sound anymore, the laser gun sound. Raj, you are a Star Wars fan. I'd like to know your Mount Rushmore. I'll see if you got it right or wrong. By the way, you can use it from any of the nine movies. By the way, you could use Rogue One also.
Okay, I like it. Justin called us a geek, our boss, Justin Craig, not fans, but geeks this morning. But that's okay. First of all, I got to start with the reason I first loved the movie, liked the movie, saw it, caught my attention as a kid. Darth Vader. Yep. Can't go wrong with Darth, all right? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. All right, two, another Darth. My favorite Darth. Second favorite Darth. And you didn't like him as much, but Darth Maul was
just a terrible pick. Terrible pick. Terrible.
Oh, I love it. I love Darth Maul.
In fact, George Lucas said when he was first doing the design for the costumes of the characters, that like the ideas, he had the artist rendered a picture of the scariest thing he could think of. George Lucas looked at it and said, make the second scariest thing because that's going to scare kids. And he came up with this stupid clown-faced Darth Maul character who looked so bad that he was one of the things that ruined the first of the prequels. Darth Maul is one of the things that ruined the first of the prequels. But go ahead. Put him on your Mount Rushmore.
No.
Terrible. What else you got?
Young Anakin Skywalker ruined the first prequel. But anyway, and then my favorite bounty hunter, probably everyone's favorite bounty hunter, and of course the great Mandalorian, based off of that, Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
And then you forgot about one, Max.
What's
my
that?
Fourth guy? Is going to be the man
reminded us. We don't even have Max's yet. What do you mean you forgot about one?
Yeah, I didn't do anything, yeah.
Well, because we talked about in a pre-show meeting that you were late for. We talked about the guy that reminded us. Works every time.
The only black man in the galaxy.
The leader of Cloud City, who also did Colt 45 malt liquor commercials at the same time. Lando Calrissian, the good movie wins.
Lando Calrissian is not a. He's a good character, but they're better. And Darth Maul is an awful character. That's wrong, too. Darth Vader and Boba Fett are no doubt first ballot Hall of Famers, and they're both on the Mount Rushmore. In fact, those are the two battling it out to see the greatest character of all time. Woo. But you missed two obvious ones. Third on Mount Rushmore after Darth Vader and Boba Fett, not necessarily in that order. By the way, when the Star Wars people were making costumes for us on Sports Nation. Years ago, we did a Star Wars theme, that probably on May 4th. They asked us what characters we wanted to be. They made me a Boba Fett costume. I appeared on Sports Nation as Boba Fett that day. And to this day, I have that in my closet. And every Halloween, I dress up as Boba Fett. Now,
cool.
The third person on the Mount Rushmore is obviously Han Solo. Do you realize Harrison Ford Han Solo basically taught an entire generation game? Basically taught the whole generation game. You should have seen us in the South Passage. She was expressing her true feelings for me. You know, he was hilarious. What a wonderful smell you've discovered, right? Like, he had all these great lines, and everyone wanted to be like Han Solo when we were kids. In fact,
he was cool.
Here's another thing. George Lucas originally wrote Han Solo and Luke Skywalker as the same character. It was one character. That's Chewbacca.
I didn't know that until you shared that this morning.
But in order to tell the story, because there was so much story to tell, he needed two different characters in two different places, so he split them in half. That's why, if you look at the original Star Wars, this is my own interpretation now, the original Star Wars poster has Luke Skywalker with a lightsaber above his head. He's all ripped up, and he looks swashbuckling, right? But that wasn't Luke in the story. Yeah.
The Force will be with you.
And it should have been. But basically, they took all the coolness out of Luke and put it into Han Solo. Yeah. So Han Solo's on the Mount Rushmore. Okay. And fourth, Raj, he's the only character that appears in every single movie. He's got the best sense of humor. He's like one of the all-time great comic relief characters who never speaks a word anyone can understand. But somehow you can understand
them.
R2-D2.
Don't do it, Max.
R2-D2.
No.
The Mount Rushmore is, I'm sorry, this is official, Darth Vader, Boba Fett, Han Solo, and R2-D2. Apologies to Jango Fett, who was one of the very few characters from the more recent films, you know, after the first three that belongs maybe for consideration. That's
you may file. Okay, well, hang on. We'll see what Brendan has to say about that. See if he can top
Yeah, Brendan, what do you got?
Or my top Rushmore. What do you got, B?
What I write? I think, is Spock on there?
No, that's Star Trek.
No, wrong galaxy, wrong time.
Okay, well then.
Come on, what is your favorite Star Wars characters be? I know
you've never seen Star Wars. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
I've seen zero of the movies. I'm 0 for 9.
How old are you, Brendan?
10, whatever there are. I am 36.
Well, this is a parental neglect.
I'm not interested.
Your mom and dad should have put you in front of a Star Wars movie. What happened? But when my daughter asked, by the way, I'm going to trick my daughter Mira into watching them because I'm going to tell her it's a Disney princess movie, which it is. Princess Leia, it's Disney now. When my daughter Esther was about 5 or 6 years old, I sat her down. I took her through every scene of Star Wars and I stopped it and I explained what was happening to her. And you know what?
Wow.
Star Wars is about the big idea other than the disintegration of a person, right? And then his redemption. Because it's really the Darth Vader story, right? First three stories, you think it's Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader is the greatest antagonist. And then you pull back, and the more you pull back, you realize actually Darth Vader is the protagonist in a longer story. But it's really about how a republic becomes an empire. The corrupting nature of power. And we've seen this in our own country in recent times. How a republic can start trending toward tyranny. So there you have it. May the 4th be with you. That's my Star Wars Rushmore. Raj, you putting Darth Maul on there is maybe a crime. That might be a crime against humanity.
He made the movie.
Lando's okay, but not a top four character. Come on.
Works every time.
That's a Colt 45 commercial, not Star Wars. My parents went to high school with him. Same class, by the way, music and art.
Oh, that's real cool.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.